we knew when we were initially talking about doing this production that it was unfortunately relevant, as instances of police brutality were happening all across the country, and that was very much so in the public conversation. But now it is like looking in a mirror, really. So the play is about a black brother and sister who run an after-hours bar out of their basement in Detroit, which was illegal. It was unlicensed. And one night, the brother and his friend see a white woman on kind of their side of town, and she's badly beaten and not terribly coherent, and so they take her home. And the play kind of erupts slowly from there, just because of what that means at that time and the issues that brings up. And one of the main themes of the play is actually police brutality, and there is a confrontation that actually leads to the climax of the play. So it's incredibly relevant at this moment.
How do you plan to cast that and stage that?
So the play has been cast, actually, and part of the reason we sought a grant or help from CICF in the first place was that we recognized that the leadership of the Phoenix Theater is white, and the leadership of our company is white, and we recognized that this piece isn't really our story to tell. So we wanted to ensure that we had a black director, and for some of its purposes, we wanted it to be a black female director, which we do have. And we're also bringing in two black female designers from different parts of the country. We can't tell this story. It's not our story to tell. And so we wanted to make sure that as much as of our artistic team as possible could be people of color, and specifically black people.
Many theatergoers are older, but this show really needs to be seen by the younger generation, the ones who are out there demonstrating right now. How can you make sure that happens?
One thing we've had a really positive experience with is partnering with different groups and organizations in the community. We've done that a few times now with different projects, and what I find is it brings in a whole new group of people to your audience that maybe haven't. I mean, I've heard several times now, man, I haven't seen a play since high school. This is great.
When you are able to put this play on, who do you hope comes to see it, and what do you want them to take away from it?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's a tough question. I guess on one hand, I know that it can be really healing to see your experience reflected on stage. So I do hope that members of the black community come see the show. On the other hand, I think that theater is the greatest creator of empathy. And when you go see theater, you really put yourself in the shoes of the characters that you're watching, because you're right there with them live in the theater. You're breathing with them. I hope that white Americans come see the show. I hope that the white population of Indianapolis comes and sees the show, and of all ages, because I just think that we all need to increase our awareness and our empathy right now, especially.
Thank you for sharing with us, Lauren.
Sure, no problem, Jill. Thank you.